From London, we present A Play for Radio by Jerry Jones, All Through the Night.
Now, don't worry. I'll be all right.
Well, I do worry. I don't like leaving you on your own.
I'll be fine, Maya, fine.
There's plenty of food in, and I could...
I'll be all right, love. Now, don't worry. I managed before I married you, you know.
Your mom looked after you then.
Well, it's only 4 days, Maya. If I can't manage for 4 days, it's time to give up.
Oh, I wish I hadn't said I'd go now.
Look, have a good time. Enjoy yourself, now. Forget about housework for a few days. It'll do the world a good.
I'll be glad when I'm back.
But just relax, see? Have a good time.
You look very smart in your suit.
All right. Gotta look smart to see you off, haven't I?
Yeah, Dave, you make it sound like my funeral.
Have you got plenty to read now?
Yes, I've got a book.
The sweets?
2 bags.
2 bags, girl. You'll be as fat as a pig.
Take care, Davy.
Don't worry.
Shall I write?
Well, it's only 4 days. But please yourself. You got the carriage to yourself anyway.
I wish I hadn't.
Why?
Well, I like a bit of company. I might get tired of the book.
You might have got landed with a dirty old man. There's a hell of a long tunnel just before it landed.
No, serious, no. I hate travelling in trains.
Oh, I don't know. There's fellas travelling around the world in spaceships, and you worry about a train.
Oh, Davy, take care. Now look after yourself. I'll be back
soon. Don't fuss your old head. Give my love to Gladys and Ben, won't you?
Of course. I filled the tea caddy, and there's lots of shillings for the gas under the cloth.
Thanks, love.
I've got lots of tins and things in for you, so you shouldn't go hungry.
I won't. No. Have a good time.
Bye-bye, love.
Bye-bye. It?
She's gone.
Has she gone?
4 days then, Davy.
That's right.
Oh, I never thought it would happen.
Not me.
We must be careful.
Now, don't worry, everything's going to be fine.
I feel so strange.
What do you mean?
Oh, I don't know. Just strange.
Oh, it'll be all right.
It's getting chilly.
Now, shall we go?
Yes, I suppose so.
You haven't changed your mind, have you?
Of course not.
Well, let's go.
What if somebody sees us?
Well, there you won't. It's getting too dark anyway.
All right, then.
Hey, you're looking lovely, Mary. Lovely.
Oh, let's go, dearie.
There we are. Home, sweet home.
You better draw the curtains.
Yeah, all right, then. Hey, happy now?
Ah, I don't know yet.
Oh, look, darling, I know how you feel. I feel funny, too. We'll be all right in a bit. Did you like the room?
Well, it's clean.
You bet it's clean. Maya works like hell, man.
Well, let's not talk about Maya, shall we?
Okay.
What's the photograph?
Oh, it's our old school football team. That's me in the front there, inside right.
You were very thin, weren't you?
I'm not so fat now.
Well, you were a good football player.
Oh, terrible. I only scored 1 goal in 2 seasons, and that was a mistake. The ball hit my head and went in the net. I was out cold for 10 minutes.
Who's this?
That's my dad.
He's dead, isn't he?
Yeah, he's dead. He died in the pit.
A lot of men die there, don't they?
Oh, it's not so bad now.
He was very good looking. Do you like living in this house?
I've seen worse.
Have you seen better?
Well, in this town.
Anywhere else?
I've never been anywhere else.
Well, I hate this town. I hate every grey, depressing bit of it.
Well, why do you stay?
Well, because you're here, that's why.
Is that enough?
At the moment, it is.
What does that mean?
It means that I've got hopes. Hopes that one day you'll realise there's more to life than you've got here.
I'm happy enough.
Are you? Are you happy to spend every day of your life working like a slave, coughing and spitting your way to old age at 40? And at the end of it, all you've got is a place in Dolgeth Cemetery with a white tombstone that turns black in 6 months. Look at this room. It's dead, dead furniture, dead wood and dead photographs on the mantelpiece. You're not happy, Davy. It's just that you don't know anything else.
Well, what the hell brought all that on?
You think the Welsh are God's chosen people, don't you? Well, they're not.
Mary, darling, what's got into you? God, I've never seen you like this before.
Oh, listen, Davy. Every morning when I wake up, I know with a sinking feeling that for the next 24 hours I'm going to breathe the rotten, coal-filled air of Dolgis. And every time I watch the 11 o'clock train leave the valley for England, I cry inside because I'm not on it. Believe me, Davy, every day of my life I cry about that train.
If you ate well so much, go back to England. Nobody's asking you to stay.
It's not as easy as that.
Oh, yes, it is. All you've got to do is get on that 11 o'clock train you cry about.
One day I will. One day I will. Oh, Davy, give me a kiss.
Yeah. I was beginning to think we'd never get round to it. Oh, that's more like it.
Am I being very silly?
Oh, let's forget it now.
I don't want to be silly. I want to be happy. Make me happy, Davy.
I don't know any funny stories. None I could tell you anyway.
Well, sing to me then.
I can't sing, and well you know it.
Why does everybody think that the Welsh can sing?
Why does everybody think the English wear monocles?
The English don't boast about wearing monocles. Well, let's have some music anyway.
I got some records. Should we play those?
Records? What sort of records?
Oh, they're old ones. I'm afraid they've been in the house for donkey's years.
I quite like old records.
Here we are. Ooh, by Jack Hilton and his band.
I didn't realize they were that old. Don't tell me the gramophone's got a horn on it.
No, gram's quite new. That's it, under those books there. It's electric.
Whatever will they think of next?
Oh, I don't get a lot of time for playing records. Oh, but we usually have the wireless on.
When are you going to get a television set?
Oh, pretty soon now. There you are. What's that?
Marvellous. I feel like I'm in an old film.
It takes me back a bit. You know, it used to be Dad's favourite, huh? Ah, many an evening, he put it on and him and Mam, they danced around the room like a couple of daft things, all whirling and whirling, all Mam laughing and screaming. Then Dad, he'd get a pain in his side, he'd have to sit down. Oh, Mam used to dance in slippers. Red slippers, they were. I remember after she died, I found them in a cupboard. I looked at them and I felt them and I could remember Mam dancing. Ah, they were good times, Mary. Gone forever.
Davy, you're a sentimental old man.
I'm sorry, love.
Oh, don't be. I'm sentimental myself. It's a sign of old age.
I don't think you're old.
Got a cigarette?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Thanks. Davy, look at your hands. They look as though they've been burnt.
Well, if it's pretty hands you're after, you better pick someone else, hadn't you?
Darling, don't let's chomp at each other.
That's right, don't let's. You made your feelings quite clear. You ain't me being a miner, you ain't this town, so don't let's talk about it anymore.
Oh, David, don't be upset. I was only thinking...
Yeah, you're only thinking it's a pity I'm such a scruffy little Welshman. It's a pity I don't work in an office with a nice black suit and a stiff white collar. That's what you're only thinking.
Please don't let's row. Please, darling. I didn't mean to hurt you.
Hurt me? Sometimes you walk all over me with damn great boots on.
Oh, Davy, just...
Listen to me. When I was a young lad, I used to dream of the day I'd become a miner like my dad. And now I am a miner. And I'm proud, Mary. I'm proud. I work with the finest men this side of paradise.
I know how you feel.
Do you really know? I don't think you do. I remember the day my father died. There was a gas leak and an explosion. And when they brought him up, both his legs had gone and his face is all charred. He was still alive, though. Don't worry, Davy lad, he said. I've had a good run. You tell your mum I love her, boy. Tell her I love her. And he died. In the blood and the rain. I ran away from him. I was running... I didn't know where. 10 minutes later, I was leaning up against a wall in Glynn Avenue, vomiting my inside out. But now I know what he meant. It's a hard, hard life. But there's a spirit of comradeship. It's like nowhere else on earth. It's a thing that you... You're not listening to a word I say, are you?
You just don't give a damn about my feelings.
And I'm not married to you either. You remember that?
That's right, Davy. You're not married to me. Your wife is away for a few days and I'm keeping you company. What's the word? Fancy woman, isn't it?
If you like.
Oh, I don't like. Few days your wife will walk in through the door and I'll be gone. Only you will be here, you with outstretched arms and happy smile. Welcome home, darling. I've been lonely without you.
Don't get tragic. There's lots of other men.
I'm not interested in other men.
No, if I'd known you were going to be like this, I'd never have asked you to come here. Well, what do you want from me? Tell me honestly, do you think I'd run away with you and leave a note for my wife saying, thanks for happy times, I found someone else?
You tell me something. If you weren't already married, would you marry me?
Make some coffee, darling. I'm tired.
Would you marry me, David?
No.
Well, 10 out of 10 for honesty. I'll make the coffee now.
Look, darling, I know it's been lousy these last few months, meeting in secret and all that. So when my wife said she was going away for a few days, well, I thought what a wonderful chance it was to spend more time with you. But I don't want it to get serious. But I love my wife. That's something I can't change. It's something I don't want to change.
Black or white?
Black. Please. I shouldn't have asked you. Yeah. I'm sorry, Mary.
Not at all, darling. Thanks for the use of the hall, as they say. How many sugars?
2, please.
That proves we're not married, doesn't it? If there's one thing marriage teaches a girl, it's how many sugars her husband takes in his coffee.
Mary, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't worry, David, sweetheart. I was fighting a lost cause. For 2 years I've lived in this town, and for those 2 years I've dreamed of leaving it. Then one day I decided that that was just what I would do. I'd pack my bag, kiss it goodbye, and exit. And then I met you. Suddenly I couldn't leave. You're mad, I know, but I couldn't leave. At least I couldn't leave without you. I thought that maybe I could persuade you to leave your wife. Come with me, all that stuff. You should know better at my age. But I know one thing for sure. I couldn't live in this place. To an English girl, a Welsh mining town is the last place God ever made.
Where's your real home? They never told me.
Oh, a place called Richmond in Surrey. Not far from London. I used to be a secretary in the High Street. On Sundays, I fed the ducks on the Thames.
It's exciting.
Oh, it was, Dave. You've no idea. The kettle's taking a long time.
Well, that's because you're watching it.
Can I have another cigarette?
You smoke too much.
I do a lot of things too much.
How old are you, Mary?
I only permit that question by candlelight.
Tell me, please.
39, David, sweetheart, and these are laugh lines around my eyes.
I believe you.
I'm 39 years old, I wear too much makeup, and I cry because I can't wear gingham anymore. Kettle's ready.
Mary, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Well, what can I say? What can I do? I love my wife too much to leave her.
You must get that kettle.
I think perhaps we should stop seeing each other. Perhaps if we make a break, it'd be easier for both of us.
Yes, perhaps it will.
But you stay tonight, won't you?
Of course. And in the morning you can say farewell with tears in your eyes.
Don't joke about it, Mary. It's not very funny, is it?
No, darling. Not very funny. Here's your coffee.
Make a good cup of coffee.
It's a trick I bought off a beggar man. The secret's in the way you boil the water. Perhaps I should open a coffee bar full of bamboo chairs and bullfighting posters. Call it the beggar man's tip and make £1 million and live in Switzerland. And you, David Morgan, you could tell your friends that you once knew a millionaire.
Yeah, I could.
You could even have a brass plate outside the door. Rich Mary slept here. Maybe I should have made tea instead. And we could have read our cups to see what the future has in store.
I don't think I'd want to know.
Nor do I, David. The future always looks black to me. I prefer to think of the past. Oh, maybe the past was awful too, but when you look back on it, it always seems nice. It's like holidays, David. I never enjoy holidays until about 4 years afterwards when I'm looking at the snaps I took. On my 21st birthday, I was on 2 weeks' holiday in Scotland. And for the whole fortnight, it poured with rain and I caught the flu. But when I look back on it, the tears come to my eyes. And I can't hear the bagpipes anymore without feeling a lump in my throat.
Bagpipes? They're like the wailing of the devil.
Oh, I like the bagpipes. Oh, ye'll tap the high road and I'll tap the low road.
You certainly are sentimental.
Well, I am indeed. Do you know who my favourite poet is?
Robert Burns.
No, Rupert Brooke. He was sentimental too, at least I think he was. He died so young. Perhaps he knew he was going to die. He was always writing poems about death. One day, I think I'll feel a cool wind blow. See a slow light across the Stygian tide. And hear the dead about me stir. unknowing, and tremble. And I shall know that you have died.
How did he learn all his poetry?
I can recite the alphabet backwards, too.
I don't believe it.
ZYXWB.
All right, I believe it.
David, you think that one day I'll marry a tall, dark, handsome man with lots of money?
Oh, I hope so, darling.
I'll live in a beautiful Georgian house in Hampstead. And from my bedroom window, I'll look across the rooftops and see St. Paul's twinkling in the sun. And there's a lovely park, too. Wonderful trees. You can lie on the grass and watch beautiful children in beautiful clothes and drink tea out of a cardboard cup. Oh, Davy, I feel so tired. Tired and old. I wish I was young again. I mean, really young, washed and clean, with a pretty white dress and my hair in pigtails. Hold me, Davy, hold me tight. I don't want tonight ever to end.
Mary, take her easy.
Oh, sure.
I tell you what, let's get drunk.
Drunk?
Why not?
Why not indeed?
Let's get drunk, forget the old ruddy mess.
Now what do we get drunk on? Undiluted coffee?
Brandy!
I suppose you've got a bottle hanging on the end of your watch chain.
Oh, some in the cupboard. The old bottle left from last Christmas.
Go get it, sir. The lady's in the mood.
That. It is. Untouched by human lips. Ah, there's some glasses.
What would my guide mistress say if she saw me now?
Well, then, two tumblers.
Lord love you, sir. You are a caution.
Here. I give you a toast. To all disapproving persons behind the lace curtains, damn their eyes.
And turn their tongues to feather dusters.
Come on, drink up, darling. There's a long bottle before us.
Cheers.
Funny.
What? Well, what's funny?
Isn't it funny? A rabbit's a bunny.
Bunny?
Rabbits. Rabbit. Habit. Dabbit, grabbit. Are you yourself enjoy? Are you enjoy? I can't talk straight.
Davy Morgan.
What?
Davy Morgan.
Davy Morgan what? Davy Morgan, nothing what?
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 Pardon? No, don't laugh. You laughs.
Oh, definitely,
Davy.
Oh, definitely.
Mary, no, it's very funny. Oh, dear me, another day. Tuesday was. No, I'm a liar. It was Wednesday. Well, no, anyway, down in the town. See, there's a girl. Mm. And she was, she's wearing, talk about funny. It amazed me. It really amazed me. Now, Mary, no, strike me dead. If I tell a lie, is it? I don't mind telling you it was funny. Yes, it was. On top of all smoky, all covered in snow, I lost my true lover.
Davy?
What?
What was she wearing?
Who?
Well, the girl.
Girl?
The one in the town.
I forget. Through courting too slow.
Nearly finished all the brandy.
Ah, poor old brandy bottle. Was dead. But not forgot.
Shall we dance?
Damned, I'm sure, Miss Mary. Here, I put on a record.
Here we go then, Mr. Morgan. And the first one to fall down is a sissy.
I didn't dance very well.
Oh, you dance beautifully.
And
like my dad. You should have seen him dancing this. He'd rattle the ornaments 5 houses away. He would. The trouble is that I got 6 legs. I grew another couple of pairs when I had the last drink.
But I think they suit you.
That's all very well. How am I going to keep myself in shoes?
I send you some every Christmas. With a bottle of brandy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. My 6 legs, you don't feel very strong.
That's because in you.
No, let's sit down. Let's sit down. Sit here. Talk of everything, huh?
Shall I make some coffee?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I think I should.
No.
Yeah, well, I think we need it.
No.
But do us good.
Oh, shut your mouth, Mary Park. Dear, I can't drink another thing. I'm a wash.
All right, then. Oh, what now?
I just remembered what she was wearing.
Who?
A girl in a town. Army boots. Wearing army boots. Oh, that is very funny. Oh, dear. I feel tired. Tired to death.
So do I, Davy. Tired to death.
Tell her the truth, Mary. That old brandy will finish me, I think. Come on, let's go up. We'll help each other up the wooden hill, huh? But mind the third step is not very safe. Come on, help me up. I don't feel very safe either.
I'm afraid it's the blind leading the blind. Shall I tell you something?
What?
When I imagined tonight, I thought of you carrying me upstairs in your arms.
It's only in the films, Mary, love. It's only in the films. Nice in that dressing gown.
Housecoat is the word, darling.
Housecoat, then.
Toast okay?
Yes, just the way I like it.
Can I steal another cigarette?
In my pocket over there.
Thanks, honey. I wonder what those people out there would do if they knew that I'd been staying with you.
Well, no idea.
I bet they'd shave my hair off, dump me in the pond, and shout witch.
Perhaps.
Sanctimonious lot of hypocrites. Oh, why does the first cigarette always taste like rope?
Quick! Hide in the back kitchen.
Who is
it? Well, how the hell do I know? Oh, morning, Mrs. Thomas. Anything wrong?
No, indeed. I was just wondering if you could spare me half a cup of sugar.
Oh, well, of course, yeah. Just a minute, I'll get it for you.
Oh, thank you, Davy, lad. That's kind.
Yeah. Yeah, and Mrs. Thomas, all right?
Oh, lovely voice. Sorry to bother you. Oh, Maya, not back?
No, not for a couple of days yet.
You must be terrible lonely for you.
Yes, indeed, yes. Well, you must excuse me now, Mrs. Thomas, the hooter's just about due.
Horrible old hooter. I hate it, boy. Look, you've nearly filled the cup with sugar. I only wanted half a cup. Oh, you'll make yourself sure.
No, I can spare it, honest.
Well, there's kind, lovely boy you are, David.
Goodbye, Mrs. Thomas.
Goodbye, darling. God bless.
Cadging old devil.
Who was it?
Ah, Mrs. Thomas, next door. She's always on a cadge.
Perhaps she was snooping, Davy.
No, I don't think so.
Perhaps she spotted me coming here.
We're being too careful.
Oh, I don't like it.
Oh, take it easy now. No one's going to know that you ever had anything to do with me.
It's nothing short of a miracle they haven't found out already. Maybe it's because they couldn't believe such a thing possible. Not from Davy Morgan, the nice young Davy Morgan who loves his wife so
much. Leave
my
wife out of it.
Oh, well, that's a good one. Leave my wife out of it, he said.
Look, you should have gone last night. It was a mistake to stay.
Yes, it was a mistake ever to meet you, David, darling, but I spent my life making mistakes.
Well, start learning from your mistakes, love. It's not too late.
Thank you, sweetie. Any more cherry mottos up your sleeve?
Smart remarks don't suit you.
And bored indifference doesn't suit you.
I'm not indifferent. I hate this as much as you do, but we said all there is to say. We've got no choice.
That's right. We have no choice. Anyway, it doesn't matter anymore, does it? This is a final performance.
Oh, please, darling.
What the eye doesn't see, the heart doesn't grieve. More tea?
No, thanks. I gotta go.
Just like that. I've got to go. Just like that?
Yes, Mary, just like that.
Oh, Davy, I overestimated you. I thought you had sensitivity. I was wrong again. I'm always wrong.
We had all this out last night. You agreed this was the best way. You agreed to go without fuss. So why be so contrary this morning?
Mary, quite contrary. How does your heart ache,
Look,
girl?
I'm going now. Tonight, when I get back from the ship, I want you gone. Gone for good. You understand?
Well, that's it then. The last breakfast.
Goodbye, Mary.
Not even a kiss? Oh, thank you. Beautifully done.
Goodbye.
Oh, Daddy, I'm sorry. Believe me, darling. Oh, don't send me away. Look at me, David. Look at me, please, David. You just can't throw me off like this. You can't.
I'm late.
What's the matter, David? Do I suddenly look old to you? Do I? These aren't laugh lines, are they, Davy? I'm not so good in daylight, am I?
Shut up!
Just all right on a very dark night. All cats are grey in the dark, aren't they, Davy? Especially old cats. Davy, kiss me, darling. Please, please say you love me, Davy.
Take your arms off me, Davy.
Oh, say you love me, Davy.
Shut up, they hear you down the bottom of the street.
But I don't care. I don't care if they do hear me at the bottom of the street or the people next door or your wife even. I only care about myself now. You're all I've got, Davy. All I've got in the world, and I'm not going to let you go.
Listen to me, Mary. I'll give it you straight. I never for one moment intended to get serious with you, never in my wildest dreams. I didn't know you were worrying about your old age. Shall I tell you something? I love my wife. I love her so much I'd hate you to touch her. Shall I tell you something else? You are old. You're as old as hell.
Oh, David. David, I'm sorry. Oh, David, darling, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it, darling. Please believe me, please. Oh, Davy, I need you, please.
It's all over.
Oh, no.
It's Davy. All over, Mary.
But I love you, I love
Take your hands off me.
Davy, you can't.
Leave me alone, damn you.
Oh, no.
Go to hell. Mary? Mary? Mary, I didn't mean to throw you so hard. Why didn't... Is blood? Is blood on her head? She not... Just a minute, Tommy, just a minute.
Why,
let me in there. Yeah, just a minute. I've got to cover the body with something. Blanket. That's it. Blanket. There's one in the handcuff.
Come on, Davy, open up. What the hell are you playing at?
I'm coming. That's it. Covered over. No one in there. Think of something. Think of something tonight when I get back.
Oh, about ready time, too.
Sorry,
Anyhow, here's the inner tube. Where shall I put it?
What?
The inner tube, man. Where do you want it?
Oh, thanks. I put it in the hole, yeah.
You feeling all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You look like you've seen a ghost.
I'll put a tube on a coat stand.
Gonna have a storm, I think.
What?
I said, it looks like we're going to have a storm. And hurry up, Davy. For Pete's sake, the hotel will be gone in a minute.
All right. I'm ready.
If I get in trouble for being late, I'll paste you one.
Sorry, Tommy. Sorry.
And there's a ready hotel now. Come on, man.
William's here.
Blast! When?
I see. All right, thanks. Let me know as soon as you can.
Trouble, sir?
Number 18 district threatening a stay-down strike. The deputy's trying to find out the cause now. I've asked him to let me know as soon as he can. I'll bet that charge man's the trouble there. What's his name?
Evans is charge man on the 18th district.
Yes, Evans, that's the man. Pain in the backside ever since he came here. So we haven't got enough problems. Coal stocks piling up, can't sell the ruddy stuff, and now men going on strike. I wonder what the hell it's all about.
Well, that's a position. Either the management agrees to reinstate those two men, or we stay down. On no account must there be any weakness. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, yes. Hey, how long do you think we'll be down here?
As long as we have to. Food and stuff will be sent down to us later. Hey, what's the matter with you, Morgan? You have a face like a wet week.
I'd like to back out of this.
What the hell does that mean?
It means I'd like to back out. That's what it means.
Well, give me a reason, man.
I want to go home tonight.
Call that a reason? Hey, listen, Morgan, we'd all like to go home tonight. Each and every one of us. You're not a shining exception, were you? Well, what about Danny? Aunt Lou and Tom? Ask Tom there. Go on.
Ah, that's right, Davy. My old man's very ill, as you know. She could go any time. But I believe in this strike.
But Tom, lad, look, when you get to the top again, your man might be dead. You'd be down here. She'd die up there all alone.
I believe in this strike, Davy.
Well, I don't, and that's straight.
What
about you, Danny? Your wife's expecting, isn't she? Don't you think she wants you by her?
She'll understand.
Oh, she won't, boy. Oh, she'll understand damn all. She'll say what I say, that you're a lot of ready school kids playing games.
That's enough, Davy Morgan. Shut up.
No, I won't shut up. What the hell are we striking for? Two men who got the sack. Those men are a load of rubbish, and you know it.
It's a principle, Morgan.
Principle, my fat aunt. We're striking because of you, Evans. Because ever since you became charge man, you've been a grade A troublemaker. You're a little tin god in a hair shirt, Evans. That's what you are, a tin pot Hitler with a grudge against everyone up top. There's only one person can benefit out of all this, and that's you. And well, you know it. Give me that bull of a principle, I'll spew all over you.
Shut your mouth, Morgan, or by hell, I'll kill you.
It'll take a better man than you to do that, Evans, but you're welcome to try.
Hey, listen to me, everyone. Listen. This strike is not just about two men laid off, and damn well you know it. It's because bit by bit the bosses up top are clamping down on us. It's the thin end of the wedge, that's what.
Yes.
Now, first, a couple of men laid off. Then, a few more. Then before you know where we are, we're all out of work. We've got to stop the rot before it spreads. At the moment, the mines are producing far more coal than the country needs. I don't have to tell you that the livelihood of each and every one of us is threatened. We must protect that livelihood, and we must protect it now. Hands up. All in favor of a stay-down strike.
Yes, all right, Evan.
You're outnumbered, Davy Morgan. The strike is on, and you are stuck with it.
Hello? Bill? Get this. Today, Dolgeth Colliery is the scene of the latest stay-down drama. 100 miners have decided to remain below ground until the management agree to reinstate two men who were sacked yesterday. A few minutes ago, a spokesman for the strikers phoned from the bottom to say the men were in high spirits and determined to see it through. The management state that an early solution will be found, possibly within the next few hours. That's all, Phil. Get it in front of mate. See you later.
What do you talk to me about the Depression?
Well, what do you know about it? Well, come on, then. What do you know
about
it?
What the hell do you know about it besides what you read in books?
Come on, now, break it up. If we've got to stay down here, it's going to be bad enough without having roused
the
refinery.
Well, he makes me sick with his coming about the Depression and General Stryker's soup kitchens. I'm as good a socialist as the next bloke, Lofty, but I don't want it for breakfast, dinner, and tea. You tell him to go wave his red flag somewhere else.
Davy boy, come over here for a minute. Sit here, that's it. Now listen, old Evans may be a bit of a big mouth, but he's got our interests at heart for all that. His father died in the pits, Davy. Died because the bosses couldn't be bothered about such things as safety. And anyway, miners were two a penny.
My dad died in a pit too, Lofty. You just remember that.
I do remember it, Davy. And that's why I say we miners have got to stick together, boy.
Oh, Lofty, listen to me. I don't give a monkey's about politics. I've got to get up top for a personal reason. It's something I can't explain.
You can tell me.
No, I can't. I wish to God I could, Lofty. Lofty, it won't last long, will it?
I don't know, boy.
God, I'll go mad.
Why don't you tell me what's wrong, Davy? A trouble shared is a trouble halved, you know.
Oh, go to hell.
All right. Have it your own way, boyo.
Davy Morgan's in a funny mood today, boyo. Indeed he is. Never seen him like this before. Usually he's such a quiet lad.
Wants to get up top something terrible, he does. Can't think why. His wife not even home.
Well, mine is. She'll probably get me over the other with a sink when I get home. God always strikes, you know.
The way Davy Morgan's going on, you think his life depended on his getting home?
True enough.
Hey, perhaps he's got a fancy woman at home while his wife's away.
That's not very funny, man, so cut it out.
No, only a joke.
Give us a twist of tobacco and give your voice a rest.
You're a miserable devil, Price, and no mistake. Here you are, and don't be cadging off me all the time.
Meanness a terrible thing, Jenkins. God forgive you.
Oh, so. Oh, I got awful pains in my back, boy. Across the shoulder blade, see, and down the side, gripping all the time, see? Gripping.
Stick a mustard plaster on it. Go in no time.
He'll end up like old Pew. Look at him now, died at 50, all twisted. Terrible sight.
It's getting down cold in here. What do you say?
Very brass monkey. Never mind, we'll be moving into the return airway soon. Gets a bit warmer there.
Terrible air, though. Smells like my old socks. Still, it's not an holiday camp, is it? Beggars can't be...
Night is falling fast here in Dalgeith Colliery, and down below us in the bowels of the earth, the 100 strikers prepare for the night. A short while ago, the management stated that they believe an early solution to be possible, but already vast quantities of food have been lowered to the men, so it looks as if they're preparing for a lengthy stay. The last report from below said that the men were in very high spirits.
Penny for your thoughts, Davy boy.
£1 million wouldn't buy my thoughts just now.
Well, anyway, put your tools away, lad. We're all settling down the return airway for the night.
The night shift has already started here in Dalgeith Colliery. But the 100 men from the previous shift are still down below. And at this moment, will be settling down for the night. The wives and relatives of the men who a short while ago were gathered around the pit head have now dispersed and gone home. The management are to have a meeting in the morning and will announce their terms later. So, on this note of deadlock, I return to the field.
Hello, Davy boy. Welcome to the club. Got a nice little space for you over in the corner, snug as a bug, see? Oh,
thanks, boyo.
Give us a song, Bobby.
Oh. Righto. Oh, come run the siri wedan vai donos duma fori frodo doniant argidanos go.
I hope so.
Well, of course it will. It's only a stay-down strike. Come on, now, drink your tea. There's no need to fret, is there, Gladys?
None at all. Anyway, he's probably a lot happier down there with the lads than he'd be at home all by himself.
All the same, I think I should be there.
Nonsense, my love. What good would he do?
I don't know. I only know I should feel happier.
Well, they probably come to an agreement first thing in the morning, and then you'll have traveled all that way for nothing.
I'd still feel happier.
Oh, dear. Gladys, you talk to her.
My love, I know how you feel. But you and Davy are young, and he isn't in the easiest of jobs. Before you are finished, you're going to have to face many crises, so you'd better start learning to ignore the small upsets.
But surely a miner's wife should be with her husband in times of trouble.
But he's not in trouble, that's just what we're saying, isn't it? Oh, listen, Meyer, he's down there of his own free will. Nobody's making him do it. Oh, at this moment, he's probably sitting on his backside playing dominoes.
Ben, you wouldn't keep me here against my will, would you?
Well, of course not, you know that. It's just that it's silly to get worked up over nothing.
Nothing to who? To you or me?
Nothing to either of us. Well, I'm not unfeeling, my love. After all, I'm very fond of Davy.
And I love him, and there's the difference.
Of course you love him. Did I say otherwise?
All right, Ben. It's no use arguing. If Maya wants to go, then go she must.
Oh, well, that's it then. I mean, when women get together, that's it. You can get the train in the morning, but Maya, you do deserve a holiday, so When it blows over, promise you'll come back for a few days.
I promise. I'm sorry to be such a nuisance.
Oh, you're not a nuisance at all. Now, don't be silly.
Oh, indeed. I fill your hot water bottle, Maya.
Oh. What's the matter, boy?
Nothing.
Nothing in a pig's eye. Come on. Tell me what's wrong.
Oh, I can't sleep, that's all.
Why can't you sleep?
I look pricely alone.
Oh, I thought perhaps you'd like to talk.
You thought wrong.
Just a chat, man. What's wrong
what's
with that?
What's to chat about?
Anything you like.
Well, about chatting about people who can't mind their own business.
Davy boy, there's no need to snap my head off. I don't like this any better than you do. Staying down here in my own time isn't my idea of fun.
Go to sleep, Price.
Why don't you let me help
you? You can help me.
Well, at least give me a chance.
The only way you can help me is to get me out of here.
What's so terrible about striking for a few
days? I've got to get home.
What's the matter? Left the gas on?
You're not funny, Price. Shut your face.
Go and talk to me like that, Davy, or I'll hang on the end of your nose.
Go to sleep, man. I don't want to talk to you.
All right, then, don't. Lie there like a bundle of misery. Much good may it do you. Only don't bother asking for help in the future, because I won't be listening.
I'm sorry, Price. Well, I'm terrible worried, see?
I know that much for myself. The point is, why?
I can't say.
Why not?
I just can't.
I'm sure he's not that bad.
Listen, Price, if I can't get out of here quickly, I'm going to be in worse trouble than you ever dreamt of.
Well, what sort of trouble?
Stop asking questions.
What sort of trouble, Davy?
I'm asking questions, will you?
I don't like the sound of this.
Shut up.
It sounds nasty.
It is nasty.
Oh, look, Davy. If you've got bad trouble, you can't kick it under the carpet forever.
Shut up, everybody.
Oh, does it matter?
Yes, of course it matters.
Come on, man, out with it. There may be a solution.
All right. Well, it's like this. You know, Maya have gone away for a few days.
Yeah?
Well, I know a girl, see, and she come around to my place last night, and well, she stayed in bed, see. Well, after she left this morning, I noticed she left some things behind, you know, powder and lipstick and a few other bits. Well, I just left them lying about. I thought I'd get rid of them when I come home from work. Well, now I'm stuck down here, and maybe Maya will hear about the strike, and she come home, she find them. Well, it'll be all hell let loose. I got to get home before she does.
Oh, Davy, man, you've been a bit of a fool, haven't you?
Now, don't preach. What am I going to do?
Now, wait a minute, Davy. You may have been a fool, but it's not as bad as all that. Look. In the morning, we'll tell Evans it's essential that you go up. Essential for strong personal reasons. I'll explain that you've told me the reason in strictest confidence. And I agree that it's necessary for you to go. After all, boy, they can't keep men below against their wishes. You may be a bit unpopular with the lads, but that don't matter to it.
Evans, be bloody minded about it. You don't like me.
Oh, be silly. It's only because he felt you were against the strike.
I hope you're right.
Of course I'm right.
I promise you won't tell anyone what I told you.
Oh, you don't have to ask me that, Davy.
I won't say not a word now.
Of course not. Now, don't worry. You'll laugh about this later on. Get some sleep now. We'll go and see Evans in the morning.
Okay. Thanks, Price.
Not at all. I was young myself once.
Hello. Hello. Evans here. What? Oh, well, I've only just woken up. As far as I know, the others are still asleep. Yeah, it's pretty thick down here. It's probably making us all dozy. Oh, yes. It's all right. I'll let you have a report as soon as I can. Hey, come on now, lads. Wiggy, Wiggy. Come on.
Oh, well, I feel awful. Don't want much more of this.
What's happening then?
Oh, I don't know. I've just woken up myself. Come on now. Come on, Morgan, wake up.
And what time is it?
It's after 10:30.
What?
I said it's after 10:30.
What else is the idea of letting us sleep till this time?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Morgan. If I'd known you were anxious to rise early, I'd have given you a call.
Don't be sarky with me, Evans.
Well, what's the matter with you? You're not going anywhere.
Oh, yes, I am.
Really, no? Might I ask where?
I'm going up top.
Oh. Going up top, are you? Well, that's news to me.
Look, I've got to go, Evans.
Now, listen, Morgan, get it into your fat head. You're staying down here, like the rest of us.
You can't stop me. You can't keep a man down here against his wishes.
Now, don't you throw the rule book at me, Morgan. I'm the boss down here.
You've got no right to keep me here.
Right? I've got all the right I need.
I'm warning you, Evans.
What was that?
I said I'm warning you.
Warning me, is it? Warning me of what?
You're not going to stop me.
Indeed. What are you going to do? Fight your way to the top?
If need be.
Tough words on an empty belly, Morgan. They don't scare me.
Price. Tell him. Tell him!
Look, Evans, man, be reasonable.
Keep out of this, Price.
Don't be so pig-headed, Evans. You can't stop a man going up top if he wants to. He's got a good reason.
Good reason? What good reason? Well, come on then, let's hear this good reason.
I can't explain.
Oh, come on, Morgan, let's hear the almighty reason why you should go home. Why we all stay down here in this stinking place. Now, come on, let's hear it.
It's personal.
Personal, is it? Now, you listen to me. I'm taking the responsibility for this strike. Not you, or the deputy, or anyone. It's a fight between me and the management. If we hang out long enough, the others may join us. But if I let you go, then others will start wanting to back out. Now, I'm putting myself out on a limb, and I'm not going to start taking chances.
Evans,
now, you save your breath, Davy Morgan. You're staying right here.
Do you think...
Oh, you've done it now, Davy Morgan. You've done it now.
Take it easy, Evans. You didn't mean it.
I'm going to kill you for that, Morgan. I'm going to kill you for it. Come on, Morgan. Put up your hands, damn you. Well, listen, Morgan, it doesn't make any difference to me if you defend yourself or not. I'm going to kill you just the same. Come on, Morgan, on your feet. You've a long way to go yet. Put up your guard, Morgan.
Go to hell.
Get up. Get up, Morgan. I've not finished with you yet.
I'm going to the top, I tell you. I'm going to the top.
I'll all talk, Morgan. Let's see some action, eh? Come on. Come on!
Drop that stick, Evan. You must be mad.
Stay away from me, Price, or you'll get it too.
For good sake,
stay away, Price! This is it, Morgan. This is where I cut you into little pieces.
You're not cutting anybody up, Evans.
Damn you.
Listen to me, Evans. I'm going up top. You understand? And nobody's going to stop me. Nobody. I've got my reasons. Strong reasons. And I don't give a damn what you think. I don't give a damn what any of you think. You think I'm disloyal. And you think I'm letting you down and you're mistaken. But if that's what you think, then you go ahead. You think what you like. I'm leaving because I haven't got a choice. If I had a choice, I'd stay down here with you. If you don't believe that, you can go to hell because I don't care anymore.
When you come back, Morgan, I'll make it hell for you. I'll make you wish you'd never been born.
Oh, you handled it all wrong, Evans, man. You can't treat men as if this was a school or a prison. You can't force people to do things. Union or no union. You only wanted to go home. Wasn't really so very important. You made too much of it, man. Too much of it.
I didn't want... My daughter's killed in the pits. I didn't want to show weakness to the buses. I didn't want to show weakness.
Maya.
Davy, what's happened?
I don't know.
What's happened, Davy?
Happened?
Davy, please.
How long have you been back?
Only a few minutes.
2 minutes.
When I came in, this blanket was on the floor in the corner and this note was on it.
What?
This note, Davy.
Note? What did it say?
I'm not going to cry about that train anymore.
What?
Davy, for pity's sake, explain.
She's all right. She's all right.
Who wrote the note? What does it mean?
She's all right. She's gone.
It's not about a train, Davy. I've got to know. Davy!
I'm not going to cry about that train anymore.
Davy!
She was... I didn't have time to check. She went...
Davy, for God's sake, what are you talking about? What does it mean?
I love you. I love you so much. I love you so I could damn well die. Do you hear me? I love you so I can damn well die.
Davy.
Nothing will ever come between us again, darling. Nothing.
Davy, you're all black. You make me filthy.
I love you. Oh, I love you. Eleven o'clock. Maya. Glenn. Look. Look over there. Do you see that white smoke?
Yes.
That's 11 o'clock train for England. Oh, poor Maya. My poor, poor Maya. It's gone. 11 o'clock train. It's gone.
Yes, Davy.
It's gone, Maya. Out of the valley, through Lambeth Tunnel, and on towards England.
What was her name? What was her name?
Mary.
Was she pretty?
I suppose so. In a way she was.
Did you love her?
No. No, Mara, I didn't. She was a sad girl. So sad. Mary, quite contrary. How does your heart grow?
What?
Nothing. I was just remembering.
Davy, why did it happen?
I don't know. Oh, so many reasons. Doesn't matter anymore.
Oh, you're back, Mrs. Morgan.
That's right.
Is Davy all right?
Yes, he's fine.
He left us in rather a hurry. He seemed terribly upset. I wonder what was wrong.
He's all right, thank you. Is the strike over?
Oh, yes, indeed. Evans, the charge, called it off a few minutes after Davy left. Bit of a surprise, but I can't say I'm sorry. There's going to be a meeting with the management tomorrow morning.
That's good.
I thought I'd just check up if everything was okay with Davy.
Thank you.
Nice to be up in the fresh air again, Mrs. Morgan. Very nice. Well, I must be getting home. The wife must be pretty fed up. Not much of a picnic on your own, is it?
No, not much of a picnic.
Davy going up to the club tonight?
I'm not sure.
All the lads is going. Celebration, like.
I'll tell him.
And tell him I'll buy him a pint. He punched Evans on the nose. That's worth a pint any time.
Oh, right, I'll tell him.
There, lads is all coming up the road. I reckon there'll be a rare old sing-song tonight, trouble over. Bye now, Mrs. Morgan.
Goodbye. Thanks for calling.
Is Davy okay then?
Yes, he's all right.
He's coming to the club later on.
Maybe.
Didn't you ask him?
I didn't see him. His wife came to the door.
Oh, Mrs. Morgan, she's back?
I just told you, didn't I?
Did you say anything about lipstick and powder and stuff?
Oh, why should she?
Oh, nothing.
What's all this about lipstick and powder?
Nothing, man. Let's go home. I'm tired.
How you were.
Oh.
He was wondering if you were going to the club tonight.
Well, strike's over then.
Yes. Seems you just beat them to it.
Did he say how Evans was?
No. He said something about buying you a pint because you hit Evans on the nose.
Huh. Oh, well. I'm tired.
I'll make a pot of tea.
I don't think I'll go out tonight. I think I'll stay here.
Go and wash, love. You'll feel better.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
That was All Through the Night by Jerry Jones. Davy was played by Anthony Hall. Maya by Patricia England. And Mary by Catherine Dolan. Production for the BBC was by Cedric Messina.